Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Wednesday, January 5th. We're detailing a harrowing journey for people traveling through Virginia during a winter storm. Cars, planes, and trains were all stranded for more than 24 hours. Also, the surge of COVID-19 cases that's overwhelming some hospitals, but not the ICUs. Plus, a record number of American quitters. The latest tech inventions being unveiled this week, and the Golden Globe Awards with major changes. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We'll talk about a nightmare of a commute. This week's winter storm in Virginia shut down a major interstate, leaving hundreds of people stranded. Many of them were stuck on the highway for more than 24 hours without food or water, all while the temperatures outside fell into the teens. This happened on I-95, which is already known as the East Coast's busiest highway. And after about a foot of snow fell, things got a lot worse. Officials say there were so many crashes, they had to close nearly 50 miles of interstate yesterday morning. Highway crews spent much of the day clearing snow and towing dozens of cars that were either abandoned or ran out of gas. Then finally last night, I-95 opened back up. Now hundreds of people have survival stories to tell, including families with children, senior citizens, and even a U.S. senator. The good news is there were no reports of any serious injuries or deaths from the big backup, but plenty of frustration. Even now, officials say I-95 could be dangerous, especially in the early morning after all the snow and ice has refrozen. So they suggest avoiding it if possible. But you might not have much better luck taking trains. The same storm left passengers stranded on an Amtrak train in Virginia for nearly 30 hours. They were supposed to be traveling from New Orleans to New York, but as the train was passing through Virginia, it had to stop because there were downed trees blocking the tracks. Passengers say they went without food, electricity, or cell service and had to deal with overflowing toilets. Now, other East Coast Amtrak routes have just been canceled altogether. Oh, and while we're talking travel, we should note flight delays and cancellations are still a problem as well. Because of bad weather and COVID-19 sidelining flight crews, thousands of flights have been canceled every day for nearly 2 weeks now. Just last week, we told you how the U.S. reported its highest daily COVID-19 case count ever. Well, now the U.S. has done it again, this time doubling that last record. More than a million new cases were reported on just one day this week. For comparison's sake, the country was averaging about 70,000 cases a day in November. But once again, we should point out that a million people did not actually test positive all in one day. Some states had a backlog in cases since they didn't report new ones over the last holiday weekend. Still, the seven-day average is rising as well. And public health experts think these numbers are actually an undercount. Hospitalizations are going up too, but not quite at the same rate as cases. About 113,000 Americans are now in the hospital with COVID-19. This is only the third time American hospitals have seen more than 100,000 COVID-19 patients all at one time. But unlike the last two times, people seem to be a little better off. In many hotspots, fewer patients are ending up in intensive care units. That could have something to do with new treatments that are now available, or the fact that more Americans are vaccinated, since health experts say even when vaccinated people do get COVID-19, it's typically milder than it would have been if they had not gotten their shots. Also, there's evidence the new Omicron variant of COVID-19 causes less severe cases. And the CDC says Omicron now accounts for up to 95% of test samples. Nearly 6 months after Haiti's president was assassinated, there was finally a breakthrough in the case. One of the main suspects was arrested here in the United States. Remember, Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was killed in an ambush at the presidential palace last summer. And this week, federal agents arrested a former Colombian soldier in Miami. They say Mario Antonio Palacios, a.k.a. Floro, plotted to kill Moïse. And if he's convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Palacios is the first suspect to be formally charged with a crime in this case. But the FBI says dozens of others were also involved, including Haitians, Colombians, and Americans. So far, authorities say Palacios is cooperating, admitting to the plot, but it's not clear if he's given up any accomplices. To be continued. The nation's capital is on high alert this week, all because tomorrow marks exactly 1 year since rioters, upset with the results of the presidential election, stormed the U.S. Capitol. And several events are planned for the anniversary. Officially, President Biden and Vice President Harris plan on making speeches, but also more than 100 organizations are planning vigils around the country. Some are using the occasion to call for voting rights or civil rights, and one vigil in Washington, D.C. is meant to support those who are facing charges because of the riot. Capitol Police say they're keeping a close eye on those kinds of events, but at this point, they say it does not look like there will be any problems. Separately, former President Trump was planning on giving a speech this January 6th, but after getting a lot of pushback from Republican lawmakers, he decided to cancel. Now Trump says he'll talk about the same important topics at a rally in Arizona later this month. We have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I recently posted on Instagram that my New Year's resolution is simply to do more of what makes you happy. For me, that includes spending time with my kid, but definitely does not include researching, shopping, and preparing things for him. And that's why I love KiwiCo. KiwiCo does the legwork for us, the parents, so we can instead spend our time with our kids enjoying the projects and toys together. And with KiwiCo, there's something for all ages. Some of our baby's favorite toys are from the KiwiCo crates we've received so far. Plus, I always love the high-quality materials they're made out of and the explainer cards they come with that tell me how and why these toys are great for his development. For older kids, they'll love the day the box arrives in the mail each month, and they won't believe what they can build and accomplish themselves with KiwiCo's hands-on science, art, and geography projects. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. The biggest wireless carriers in the U.S. are now delaying their 5G plans, at least for now. AT&T and Verizon agreed to wait 2 more weeks to deploy their new super-fast wireless technology. They were actually supposed to activate it today, but the FAA has been raising safety concerns, saying the 5G tech could interfere with planes' automatic landing systems. The extra 2 weeks should give regulators some time to assess the risks. But AT&T and Verizon say they're still confident 5G and aviation safety can coexist. Also, in the long term, both companies agreed to lower the strength of their 5G signals around airports, although the FAA says that zone around airports should probably be larger. So we can expect negotiations to continue. For the first time, Toyota is taking the top spot for car sales in America. Until now, GM was America's top-selling car company and held that title for nearly a century since 1931. But Toyota outsold General Motors last year by 114,000 vehicles. Toyota's U.S. sales were up 10% from 2020, while GM sales were down 13%. The Wall Street Journal reports Toyota benefited from its decision to stockpile computer chips used in car electronics because others in the industry were hit hard by the global chip shortage. They did not have enough cars to sell, even if customers wanted them. Auto experts don't necessarily think Toyota will keep the crown, though, so stay tuned. Tech's biggest event gets underway in Las Vegas today, but it's a little more scaled back than usual. The Consumer Electronics Show, CES for short, is going to be partly in person and part virtual. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Intel, and Meta, the company once known as Facebook, all canceled plans to show up because of COVID-19 concerns. But they'll still make some announcements virtually. Meanwhile, other big-name companies and tech startups are still showing off their latest and greatest gadgets as planned, like self-driving cars, upgraded TVs, smart home gadgets, and a lot more. Specifically, Samsung is unveiling TVs that support non-fungible tokens, aka NFTs. With them, people will apparently be able to browse, display, and buy NFTs right from their TV screen. The company also debuted a battery-free remote that supposedly can be charged by sunlight or a Wi-Fi router. CNN says there will also be some new high-tech forms of transportation on display, like electric scooters, electric bikes, and a Sierra space plane meant to take deliveries to the International Space Station. Digital health is expected to be front and center as well. In fact, the medical device company Abbott is delivering a keynote presentation at CES for the first time. The Consumer Electronics Show officially starts today and runs through this Friday. There may be a new king in the trading card industry. The sports card and memorabilia giant Fanatics bought out another iconic trading card company and its former rival, Topps. It's a deal worth $500 million. This is not totally unexpected since Fanatics has been growing for a while. In August, the company sealed a deal with the MLB for the rights to baseball trading cards. Before the deal was official, Topps had the rights until 2026. But now Fanatics can take over the design, manufacturing, and distributing of the baseball cards right away. That ends Topps' reign after 70 years of being one of the sport's most recognized brands. It's official. There will be no celebrities at this year's Golden Globes. That's right. No celebs, no red carpet, no media, and no audience. The award ceremony will still happen this Sunday in Los Angeles, but not even the nominees will attend. Instead, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association says only select members and grantees will be in the room as the awards are announced. Variety cite sources who say no celebs would agree to take part, and those sources suspect it could be because of recent controversy. Remember, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has been under fire for not having enough diversity. Although last month, the organization said it's overhauled its bylaws, and it now has the most diverse class to date. For now, it's also not clear if you'll be able to watch the awards from home. The Golden Globes will not be on TV, and there's been no mention of a live stream or a way to watch online. By the way, the Critics' Choice Awards that were also supposed to be this weekend were postponed. So far, no new date has been announced. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a message from our new sponsor, Masterworks. It's a new year, which means it's time for new ideas. Turns out that women may be better investors than men. That's right. According to recent research, women investors outperform their male counterparts. So what gives some women investors an edge? The research shows they're more likely to invest in alternative assets, ones that help diversify their portfolios and are less correlated to traditional stocks and bonds. One of those assets is blue chip contemporary art. And typically, it's only the bajillionaires, think Beyonce and Bezos, who can afford a chic Picasso for their walls, right? But Masterworks is changing all of that. Masterworks is the startup democratizing the art market, giving everyday investors a piece of the art pie, or palette, to be metaphorical. They've made blue chip art investable, so you can own a fraction of a multi-million dollar piece of art. That way, anyone can add paintings by artists like Monet, Basquiat, and Banksy to their portfolio without paying millions. And you can join them by going to masterworks.art/newsworthy. Again, that's masterworks.art/newsworthy. See important disclosures at masterworks.io disclaimer. Now back to Work Wednesday. The so-called Great Resignation continues. New federal data shows 4.5 million Americans said sayonara to their jobs in November. And that's another all-time record. The U.S. Labor Department says some industries are losing workers faster than others, though. On the top of the list, people who work in either food services or healthcare. In those industries, the quit rate is at nearly 7%. But at this point, it doesn't seem like that many people are leaving the workforce entirely. Even though 4.5 million people quit, more than 6.5 million people were hired at new jobs in the same time period. The research director at Indeed Hiring Lab says all of this is a sign workers have stronger bargaining power and people are leaving their old jobs for ones that pay more. Another good sign, the unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%, close to what economists call full employment. Still, these numbers were collected before the Omicron variant of COVID-19 took over in the United States, and analysts say this latest surge could impact the labor market, so stay tuned. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for sharing the show with friends, family, and coworkers. We always appreciate it. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.